The Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries is working to deliver better for 2022. That is according to Portfolio Minister Sabota Caesar, who said they are aware of the risk ahead and will continue to work assiduously for the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
I'm really happy to know that the government institutions and the private sector and different friendly agencies and governments have done excellent work to ensure that we can return to a state of normalcy. However, there is significant work still to be done. And the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry, Fisheries, Rural Transformation, Industry and Labor, we have our hands basically full. But we are very much aware of the task ahead, and we have done significant work within the ministry to ensure that we can deliver and deliver better in 2022.
Minister Caesar spoke about the temporary ban on hunting for 2021 as a result of the volcanic eruption, and he commended all the persons who complied with the measure.
We have come a long way, and the forestry department, we are going to work with the forest users. In fact, it was because of the eruptions of La Soufriere why there was a moratorium, a temporary ban on hunting for 2021. And I must commend everyone for their compliance, because when the cabinet made the decision and the decision was made public, there wasn't a pushback, because, you know, we saw the destruction and we need to give them a time to rejuvenate and to come back and to be replenished. I am not in a position now to say whether or not we're going to continue it for 2022, but the assessments would have to be done. And one thing I love about the forestry department, they rely heavily on the science. They go, they do their assessments, they do their checks, and they come back and they report.
The Agriculture Minister also outlined some of the ministry's plans for 2022.
Well, what we'll be doing in 2022 is to ensure that all of the services rendered, which would be rendered by the Ministry of Agriculture, that we get back to the level of efficiency. There will be some relocations, because it's going to take time to rebuild in certain areas. And we have to be guided by the policy, be guided by the technicians. One thing we have noted is that sometimes when you move something from point A to point B, you realize that when you do your assessment, probably should have always been in point B. And moving back to point A may be way too expensive. But I want to always note that we will be having full consultations. And it is at this point that I want to discuss the CAP. And I think I will be in studio on a very regular basis in 2022 to speak about the CAP, which is the Community Agriculture Program.
Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, Sabota Caesar. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.